Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the Old Testament lesson for Thanksgiving Day, we hear Moses speaking to the people of Israel just before their entrance into the Promised Land. The 40 years wandering in the wilderness have come to an end, and ahead lies the conquest of the beautiful land of Canaan. And so the tumultuous years of the wilderness wanderings are over. The tumultuous years of the conquest still ahead of them. In a word, Moses and the people of Israel find themselves at a decisive moment of transition. As we Americans celebrate our National Day of Thanksgiving this year, we too, in a very real sense, find ourselves at a decisive moment of transition. I think that just about everybody will agree that we've just come through a tumultuous year. A presidential campaign of perhaps unprecedented bitterness and divisiveness. And what the future might hold is far from clear. Our country has, of course, been through times of testing in the past. And it is one of the more interesting facts of our history that it was in the middle of the Civil War that President Lincoln proclaimed the first National Day of Thanksgiving. I believe that you and I will find, in the words of Lincoln's proclamation, words that in a real sense connect with our own present condition. And I want you to listen very carefully as I share these words of Lincoln with you, remembering that this is the middle of the Civil War, another year and a half of fighting to continue, and the year in which the bloody Battle of Gettysburg was fought with countless casualties on both sides. But inviting the American people to give thanks on the last Thursday of November, this is what Lincoln had to say. The year that is drawing toward its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come, other blessings have been added, which are of such an extraordinary nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God. In the midst of a civil war of unequaled magnitude and severity, which has sometimes seemed to foreign states to invoke and to provoke their aggression, peace has been preserved with all nations. Order has been maintained. The laws have been respected and obeyed. And harmony has prevailed everywhere except in the theater of military conflict. No human counsel has devised, nor has an immortal hand worked these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, has remembered mercy. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father. And I recommend to our citizens that while offering up, as is most justly due, thanksgiving for such singular blessings, they do also with humble penitence for our national perverseness and disobedience, and that we commend to God's tender care all who have become widows, orphans, mourners, or sufferers in the lamentable civil strife, and that they fervently implore the imposition of the almighty hand of God to heal the wounds of the nation and to restore it as soon as may be consistent with the divine purpose to the full enjoyment of peace, harmony, tranquility, and union. While our circumstances today are obviously not those of 1863, but fundamentally, we human beings remain deeply flawed, poor sinners, in desperate need of mercy. And the living God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, forever remains both a just judge and most merciful Redeemer. These are truths which are the solid rock and foundation, or to speak more accurately, the one crucified for our sins and raised for our justification is himself our rock and foundation. And whenever I read the truly luminous words of Abraham Lincoln, some memorable words of that great Christian poet of the last century, T.S. Eliot, also come to mind. And the words are these: the communication of the dead is tongued with fire beyond the language of the living. And so we pray, God bless our native land. Firm may she ever stand through storm and night. When the wild tempests rave, ruler of wind and wave, do thou our country save by thy great might. And to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost be ascribed as is most justly due, all honor, glory, might, dominion, now and forever. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.